Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading 1 Chronicles 1 through 9. Did anyone else have a little sticker shock when they saw today's reading assignment? Chapters 1 through 9, that's by far the most chapters we've had to read in a day. But hopefully, once you started reading, you understood why. I know, it's so hard not to glaze over all those names and lines of genealogy. But remember, God has a reason for every word that's in His Word. Read more in the practical application link and, of course, more information on 1 Chronicles from the summary page that Got Questions does, which I always think are great. So I'm including a lot of that today to really set you up for what we'll be reading. The book of 1 Chronicles does not specifically name its author. The tradition is that 1 and 2 Chronicles were written by Ezra. That, of course, is in the author section under the Got Questions link. As for the date of writing, the book of 1 Chronicles was likely written between 450 and 425 BC. The purpose of the writing. The books of 1 and 2 Chronicles cover mostly the same information as 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings. 1 and 2 Chronicles focus more on the priestly aspect of the time period. The book of 1 Chronicles was written after the exile to help those returning to Israel understand how to worship God. The history focused on the southern kingdom, the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. These tribes tended to be more faithful to God. Again, this is from the Got Questions overview summary of the book of 1 Chronicles. As for the brief summary, the first 9 chapters of 1 Chronicles are dedicated to lists and genealogies. Further lists and genealogies are scattered throughout the rest of 1 Chronicles, as you will see. In between, the book of 1 Chronicles records David's ascension to the throne and his actions thereafter. The book concludes with David's son Solomon becoming king of Israel. Briefly outlined, the book of 1 Chronicles is as follows. Chapters 1 through 9 and 23, selective genealogies. Chapters 9, 24 through 12, 40, David's ascent. And chapters 13, 1 through 20 and 30, David's reign. Foreshadowings. In David's song of thanksgiving to God in 1 Chronicles 16:33, he refers to the time when God will come to judge the earth. This foreshadows Matthew 25, in which Jesus describes the time when he will come to judge the earth. Through the parables of the 10 virgins and the talents, he warns that those who are found without the blood of Christ covering their sins will be cast into outer darkness. He encourages his people to be ready because when he comes, he will separate the sheep from the goats in judgment. Part of the Davidic covenant, which God reiterates in chapter 17, refers to the future Messiah, who would be a descendant of David. That's why those genealogies are so important. Verses 13, 14 describe the son who will be established in God's house and whose throne will be established forever. This can only refer to Jesus Christ. Practical application. Genealogies such as the ones in 1 Chronicles may seem dry to us, but they remind us that God knows each of his children personally, even down to the number of hairs on our heads. That's in Matthew. We can take comfort in the fact that who we are and what we do is written forever in God's mind. If we belong to Christ, our names are written forever in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's from Revelation 13:8. God is faithful to his people and keeps his promises. In the book of 1 Chronicles, we see the fulfillment of God's promise to David when he is made king over all Israel. We can be sure that his promises to us will be fulfilled as well. He has promised blessings to those who follow him, who come to Christ in repentance, and who obey his word. Obedience brings blessing. Disobedience brings judgment. The book of 1 Chronicles, as well as 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings, is a chronicle of the pattern of sin, repentance, forgiveness, and restoration of the nation of Israel. In the same way, God is patient with us and forgives our sin when we come to him in true repentance. We can take comfort in the fact that he hears our prayer of sorrow, forgives our sin, restores us to fellowship with him, and sets us on the path to joy. Tomorrow is 1 Chronicles 10 through 16. Happy reading! I want to personally invite you to join me and my family on a trip to Greece in 2025. This will be a 10-day tour with Travel with Friends, and I simply cannot imagine what it will be like to walk where Paul walked and be where he was when he wrote much of the New Testament. As I've shared, we'll start in Athens and then head to Corinth. From there, we will board our cruise ship and sail from Athens to the quaint isle of Mykonos called the Island of Windmills. This is a stunningly picturesque town with a maze of tiny streets and whitewashed steps, lanes, houses, and churches gathered around its harbor in the middle of a wide bay. Experience the waterfront lined with shops and cafes, and then stroll the charming walkways. You can explore more on your own before returning to the ship for dinner and evening activities. If you're interested in learning more, be sure to send me a message. My email is included in the podcast description, and I'll add you to our VIP list. Hope to see you in Greece with us in 2025.